On November 15th at the John Legend Theater in Springfield, the documentary film Guatemala on the Edge of Discovery will be shown at a free and open to the public event. The film is the first full-length documentary by Springfield native Brant Weinbrenner, who joins us in studio today. Brant, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I don't know a whole lot about you. I know that you're a 1976 graduate of North High.
That's correct.
All right. And you've also done some work for National Geographic and other publications because you have a love of travel and photography. But I understand your early career was as a CPA. So how does someone move from being an accountant to a documentary filmmaker?
In a very painful, slow motion manner. So, yeah, my folks were products of the Depression, and I grew up in a household that was conservative, and there wasn't anything more conservative than accounting. But I certainly wasn't a good fit for that, but I managed to pass the CPA exam, and I worked for Arthur Andersen in Chicago for about 5 years. But my first love was photography.
Okay, and you've done some teaching over the years as well?
Yeah, I ended up in California. I went back to school in midlife to go to a photography school named Brooks Institute, and then when I graduated, I ended up teaching there for about 5 years.
And what sparked your interest in Guatemala?
Guatemala really fell in my lap. I had spent a lot of time in Latin America, and I ended up getting an assignment for a Guatemalan tour company that was based in LA. So I started shooting stills for them, building up a portfolio of images, and then I had the opportunity to do the film, and I just leveraged that initial experience into that.
All right. So let's talk about On the Edge of Discovery and the purpose behind this film.
Okay. The purpose of the film, it's made to present to live audiences, and that was the opportunity that dropped in my lap to go on a speaking tour. When I was in high school at North, a few times during the winter, the Audubon Society would sponsor a film series, and these things are still going on, and so the film was made to present to live audiences. And I ended up working with the two guys that this tour company had introduced me to. And happily, the film is being considered for use in the Guatemalan school system. It's being translated into Spanish, and it's being sold into university libraries. So it's starting to get some traction.
All right. So you can't make a film about Guatemala without making several trips there.
That's
obviously.
Right.
Tell us about your impressions of the country.
It's a pretty awesome place. It's about the size of Tennessee, but it goes from sea level to 13,000 feet in 60 miles.
Wow.
And when you do that in the tropics, you're going to have an explosion of biodiversity. So it's got a lot to offer climatically. It has 23 indigenous languages. The ancient Maya, it was their heartland. So there's incredible architectural ruins going back 1,000+ years, as well as this really vibrant indigenous culture.
And so let's talk a little bit more about the people and the culture within the country, and how a Springfield native, how that looks to you, whether it's from your first visit or several visits there.
I'd lived in Costa Rica before, and I'd traveled extensively in Latin America, so I was familiar with it. If you had never been before, it would kind of blow you away. The Mayan women are still wearing their indigenous dress, really colorful, elaborate tapestries and fabrics, and it's one of the things that Guatemala is known for. Certainly the ancient Maya was one of the 5 founding civilizations in the world, so that ancient civilization piece is really mind-bending. You've got the tropical forests, and you go from one region to another, and it's completely different.
So what are the challenges that the country is facing there?
Numerous challenges. I mean, we all know what's going on the southern border, and Guatemala is kind of in the middle of that. It goes back 70 or 80 years. I mean, the CIA had a hand in overthrowing a leftist but elected government, and then there was a really tragic earthquake in 1976 that killed 23,000 people and destroyed much of the highlands, and the economy was in ruins, and that's one of the things that led to a 36-year-long civil war. So the country's beginning to emerge from those twin crises. But they have a lot of challenges, but Guatemalans are really gracious people, and they love to laugh. And
so I've seen the trailer. Mm-hmm. It's a very colorful, beautifully filmed piece. And so I want to talk about some of the challenges you had filming in the region.
Probably The budget was one. I mean, I was very happily subsidized with my expenses on the ground, and I had two guys who knew a lot of people in the country, but we had a thin budget, and so we had to make every day count. I used a drone a lot, which helps. I mean, a drone gives you such beautiful shots with a pretty quickly. Uh-huh. And then it was hard work, but we were a guerrilla crew. We shot with small Sony cameras, but in 4K, and on the screen at the John Legend Theater, it really does look awesome. The technology made this film possible.
Tell me a little bit more about the film's title, On the Edge of Discovery, and what you mean there.
Yeah, we wrestled with that, my co-conspirators and collaborators in Guatemala. But before the earthquake, Guatemala was the travel destination in Central America. And with the earthquake and the Civil War, it's certainly fallen off the radar screen. But we felt that the country has so much to offer, and it is coming back, that it truly is on the edge of being discovered, if not rediscovered.
Did you have security concerns while you were down there?
No. Certainly Guatemala City has problems. I tell people it's kind of like going to Illinois. There's certain neighborhoods that you wouldn't want to go to in Chicago. Same is true in Guatemala City. But if you keep your eyes open, you're pretty good.
You have done projects for National Geographic, the Lonely Planet series, also Semester at Sea, and several California wineries. Talk about the difference in those projects, and then moving on to a full-length documentary.
Yeah, I was really fortunate to cut my teeth on video while I was teaching at Brooks, and I learned from some really good photojournalists who are on the cutting edge of this. But this project was different, unlike working for commercial clients who you have collaborators with, or you're executing their vision. This was a blank canvas, and so it was really a challenge to boil down 4,000 human history into 80 minutes while telling the story of a country that's not yours. I mean, it's a little bit audacious. So we really put a lot of work into trying to tell an authentic story, but the collaboration is just different.
What kind of support have you had or collaborations for the film?
Yeah, I was really blessed. The tour company, Bay of Guatemala Travel, that's based in LA, agreed to pay my expenses on the ground. And they paid the day rate for Jose Antonio Gonzalez and Emilio Fayase, my co-conspirators. So without BGT's weighing in on this film never would have happened.
Were there any notable differences between what you thought you were getting into and now looking back with a finished project and you're doing these speaking events? How has your mind been changed by this filmmaking experience?
It's certainly given me an appreciation for research and for challenging assumptions and not taking anything for granted. In terms of thinking you know what you know, I very seldom say I know. I seldom say I believe. I more often now say I suspect or it's possible. But I think that is one of the big things that I've taken away from it.
Well, as I said, it looks like a beautiful film. The documentary Guatemala on the Edge of Discovery will be shown at the John Legend Theater, 7 p.m. on Thursday, November 15th. And this is a free and open to the public event. And you're going to stick around and do some Q&A with the audience?
Yep. I'll talk about anything that anybody wants to talk about.
Springfield native and documentary filmmaker Brent Weinbrenner, thanks so much. Good luck at the event.
Thank you very much for having me.